Welcome to Ortho Tutorials, the podcast for medical students where we delve into the intricate world of orthopedics. I'm your host, Dr. Ezekiel Oburu. I work at the Nairobi Spine and Orthopedic Center, and I also teach at the University of Nairobi. And today we'll be talking about pes and serenus bursitis. Pes and serenus bursitis is a condition that brings discomfort to the medial aspect of the knee in the proximal medial tibial region. This pain can be quite challenging as it overlaps with various knee conditions. The term pes and serenus comes from the Latin word goose foot, describing the structure formed by the tendons of the sartorius gracilis and semitendinosus, which inserts roughly 5 centimeters distal to the medial knee joint line. Now let's describe the etiology of pes and serenus bursitis. Mechanical derangement, direct trauma, obesity, and overuse can all contribute. Interestingly, sports enthusiasts, particularly those in long-distance running, basketball, and racket sports, may find themselves prone to pes and serenus inflammatory conditions. Conditions such as bony asbestosis, meniscal injury, knee valgus malalignment, and even diabetes mellitus may also play a role. But who's most affected by pes and serenus bursitis? Well, it seems to have a preference for overweight females, especially those with knee osteoarthritis. In fact, one large study noticed pes and serenus pain in about 1/3 of 1% of individuals, with over 90% of them having concomitant osteoarthritis, which is important because one may dismiss the pain as coming from just the joint line, but it's actually coming from the pes and serenus. Now let's talk about pathophysiology. Reports suggest that this condition is more common in overweight middle-weight females with clear association with diabetes. Pes and serenus bursitis can be a sequelae of earlier knee complications with localized inflammation affecting tendinous structures due to medial joint derangement. What about the clinical presentation? Patients with pes and serenus bursitis often complain of pain on the medial aspect of the knee, aggravated by activities like rising from a sitting position, climbing stairs, crossing legs. Tenderness is a constant companion located at the insertion of the pes and serenus tendons, forming the characteristic goose foot. Keep also an eye for muscle weakness and decreased knee joint range of motion, but remember that they may have concomitant arthritis. Well, to diagnose this, really, it is just a clinical diagnosis. You may have anterior medial knee pain with morning pain and stiffness, difficulty in rising from a sitting position, and localized sensitivity with edema, the anatomical location of the anserine bursa. What about evaluation? Imaging generally does not contribute much to their diagnosis. However, it may show other pathologies such as osteoarthritis of the knee. Let's discuss the treatment and management. The basics involve rest, ice, short-term NSAID use, weight loss and muscle strengthening exercises, especially for the quadriceps group, contribute to long-term resolution. In cases of refractory symptoms, steroid injections, therapeutic ultrasound, physical therapy, TENS may be considered. Surgery is reserved for cases resistant to conservative treatment, and I have never seen a surgical case done for this condition, although I've harvested the pes and serenus tendons many times when I'm doing an ACL reconstruction. Incision and drainage, as well as bursal excision, are potential interventions. Addressing underlying conditions such as asbestosis is also crucial. Let's talk about differential diagnosis. Pes and serenus bursitis shares its neighborhood with a wide array of conditions, including infectious pathologies, meniscal injuries, radiculopathy, ligament injuries, various bursal inflammation, it's important to consider these possibilities to ensure accurate diagnosis and treatment. Now, what's the prognosis? Most cases of persons having renal bursitis result with long-term sequelae being rare. However, their duration may vary based on the underlying conditions such as osteoarthritis, obesity, and deconditioning. Persons with renal bursitis, often overshadowed by other knee conditions, deserves attention, especially when assessing overweight, middle-aged, and elderly women. A careful history and physical examination can lead to correct diagnosis and successful conservative treatment, potentially reducing need for major surgical intervention. So that concludes exploration of persons with renal bursitis. Thank you for joining Author Tutorials, the podcast for medical students. Stay tuned for more insight into the world of orthopedics. Until next time.